This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
Do you listen to the radio?
No.
Why? I'm busy, man. I'm here with you.
That's drummer Billy Cobham talking about his surprise at hearing that his first album in 1973 had reached number one on the Billboard Jazz Album Charts. KNKX recorded his band on stage at Seattle's Jazz Alley in 2022. The famed drummer worked with Miles Davis, the Mahavishnu Orchestra, and many others. He influenced drummers through jazz and rock ever since, and he sounded fantastic at nearly 80 years old. This is On the Move from the quartet session we recorded with Mark Whitfield guitar, Scott Tibbs keys, Tim Landers bass, and Billy Cobham towering over them all behind his massive drum kit. Cobham's modernism came with discipline. The drummer was drafted in 1965 and spent 3 years playing with the U.S. Army Band. When he returned to the jazz scene in New York, Cobham was working with the top players of the time, like Horace Silver, and a group called the New York Jazz Sextet that included jazz veterans Thad Jones, Hubert Laws, and Ron Carter.
They were my drill sergeants, you know, because they'd been around the block for many years before me. And proof was in the recordings that they made.
That's The Pleasant Pheasant from the quartet session at Jazz Alley. Billy Cobham was a relentless professional musician at the start of the 1970s, working as a sideman in numerous jazz groups, even playing commercial jingles. Striving for more, Cobham picked up a new skill, composing.
I only started to compose out of desperation to get some work. I decided to start to learn to use my two index fingers and punch out notes like learning how to type on a typewriter.
Then a switch clicked on for Cobham.
All of a sudden, things started to come together piece by piece, just like learning how to speak the language, except that the notes tend to have a lot more weight. You know, they tend to last a lot longer, and they happen to be very, very sincere and true.
Those early compositions earned Billy Cobham a chance to make a record with his own band, but his expectations were very low.
I thought, well, you know, if I get 10 pressings, I can give one to my mom and dad, and I'll give a couple to my cousins, and you know, say, yeah, I made a record, and that's it.
Well, the Spectrum album caught fire, reaching number one on the charts. A fellow musician had already told him the record was a hit on the radio, but he thought it was a joke.
Then I get a phone call from the head of A&R, Mark Myerson. Where are you? I'm in New York. How long you been here? I've been on the road here a few weeks at least. And said, don't you listen to the writing? Here we go again.
I hope by now you've learned from Billy Cobham's mistakes. Always be listening to the radio. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.